This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Food shelves. What a depressing story this is. Nearly 400, I read from a Star Tribune story, but it's multiple places. Nearly 400 food shelves are on pace to record 5.1 million visits in 2022, according to preliminary data. The highest number in the state's history and far surpassing the record 3.8 million visits in 2020 when the pandemic hit. So, very simple question. How do we change this? And it can't just be more government money. I'm not eliminating government money from the conversation. We have an incredibly generous state regarding helping out causes such as great places like Texas says Second Harvest. I agree. We're going to have an event, Let's Kick Hunger, early next year for Second Harvest. Every single year that we have that event, I donate money because I believe in Second Harvest and the great people. They do, and they put DeRush on their board. I don't know what that was about, but I'm still going to give money because they do amazing work. And I understand we had an attack from a killer disease which has killed millions and millions and millions across the globe. And it brought the economy to a halt. So you are going to have people who are struggling. We've also watched our economy in many areas, not all, in many areas pick up. Business after business, it's going to be one of the things that I think we're going to talk about tomorrow. How many times you go to a place, a retail place, and they have enough people to serve you? Because it's few and far between. But what can we do about this? Again, 3.8 million visits in 2020. 5.1 million visits in 2022. As quote in the strip story, Michelle Ness, executive director of PRISM, a Golden Valley nonprofit. We've got more people than ever coming through. That isn't sustainable. We're the safety net to the safety net. How do we figure this out, Dave? You know, how do we adjust this? How do we get better? Because we're not getting better. And again, I'm far from the person who says, well, we're never going to give any government help, but it can't just be that. And we're an incredibly kind state. I mean, it's not just our listeners, because it's listeners of other radio stations and other TV stations also. So let's be clear. I'm never going to engage in, well, our station is the best. We don't know that. I kind of find that, to be honest, insufferable. Because there are plenty of other people who don't listen to our station, and maybe they don't listen to radio at all, or they help out other radio stations, and those people are fabulous also. But we just raised, what, 350-some thousand for Union Gospel Mission? And somewhere nearly that coming up for Second Harvest, if the folks are kind enough. How do we get better at this? Dave, what are your early thoughts on how we change this?
Well, that's a big question, and I'm certainly not in a position to figure that out. But, you know, I will say this. I read this story, and you're right. It's obviously very sad, and the numbers are staggering. But I will say I took a silver lining from it because I'm hoping the increase of people, of visits to the food shelves, represents people that maybe had the need before, but now don't feel like going to the food shelf, you know, is below them or something, you know, feel like the stigma is away. You know, that maybe there's families, maybe there's kids out there that, you know, were struggling and the parents just said, no, we don't need that. And maybe, you know, things like what we do with Second Harvest and what, as you said, many other radio and TV stations and, you know, just shining a light on these places and trying to just talk about it and say, it's not just you. It's not just you. It's far from just you. Maybe some of the increase is people that say, you know what? I'm not too proud to accept a helping hand.
Yeah. That's a fair point. That is a fair point. Let's do this. Let's pause and chime in. There is no easy answer. You know, food. We have food. Think about the food you throw away. Think about the food that restaurants throw away. Think about the food that grocery stores throw away. This is solvable. We can't solve cancer. I can't solve Quentin's DIRC1A. There's nothing on the planet I would want more than that. We have food. Why aren't we so much better at this than we are? Curious your feedback through a phone call or a text. 651-461-9226. I want to talk John Schuster right now. John Schuster is there throughout the best of times and not exactly the worst of times when housing is dropping and mortgage rates, which have started to drop of late, which is good. But he knows all this from experience. Because when you need a real estate agent, you want the best. Just like if you need a mechanic, a doctor, or a plumber. The average real estate agent only lasts about 5 years in the industry and only sells a few homes a year. John has been in this for 18 years. His team has 133 years of experience, and he's a 9-time winner as the number one listing agent with Coldwell Banker Realty in the state. An example, Adam and Elizabeth wanted to move up to a bigger home, and they wanted an expert, and they got John from Coldwell Banker Realty. Guess what? John and his team evaluated the St. Louis Park home, put together a marketing-specific solution, and guess what? They found the perfect buyer, and then negotiated a full asking price offer. You should reach out to John right now. Get set up. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's next month. John can help you out. Call him, 952-222-9000 or johnschustergroup.com. Congressman Dean Phillips is with us in about 10 minutes on CCO. We're talking food shelves and these numbers jumping up year after year, significantly higher than the first year of the pandemic. Chad, I volunteer for a food shelf, and we do receive rescue food from grocery stores along with other businesses. I know that. I'm glad they do, but they still end up discard. This country discards a high, high amount of food. I have a food shelf in my town, and we see people standing outside smoking cigarettes at $10 a pack, waiting for the food shelf to open. Another texter along the same lines. I can't help but wonder how many people go there, not because they have no other option, because the food is free. Are some people taking advantage of the system, Dave? I'm sure they are. Okay? I still believe it's a very, very small percentage. I don't think this has turned into a game all of a sudden out of nowhere that people who are a bit cruel if you're taking food away from others. Let's just be honest. They just decided to do this, Dave. Yeah. Do you have some out there? Yeah. I think that's a very small percentage. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. I think there's certainly people that are going to game the system, whether it's food or whatever it is, but you'd have to believe the vast majority are there because they're in need. Right.
That's what we've turned society into now, because a small percentage of people do. Let's just generalize everybody now,
yeah,
because I don't agree with you. Happens way too often. Congressman Dean Phillips, early next hour. Linda's construction time check is 157. Any window issues, one way to go. Infinity for Marvin Windows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.